Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about an interview I did on online fashion style guide Inside Hook. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Well, today I want to talk about something very cool that happened to me. It happened by way of, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe everything happens for a reason. But I have a very, very, very good friend, Eric Forlini. And Eric is a bartender at Bardo in Las Vegas. If you're ever in Las Vegas and you get the chance, go to Aria Hotel, Resort, and Casino on the second floor. And it's absolutely incredible. They're, you know, French bistro. It's a Michael Mina restaurant. Incredible, incredible menu, phenomenal cocktails. And Eric is like the head bartender. He works during the week, Mondays through Fridays in the evenings, Saturday and Sundays he works during the days. But what I love about Eric and what drew me to Eric, who I've interviewed, by the way, for this podcast, is that he loves to have good conversations. He likes to get to know people. And that parlays into some of the most interesting and dynamic experiences. And as a result, Eric has been incredibly kind to me over the last 2 years. I've known Eric. We're not just good friends at the restaurant, outside the restaurant as well. He's one of my biggest supports in this town, and I can't thank Eric enough because he ran into Danny Agnew, who's basically works for an online men's style guide called Inside Hook. And Danny's a hell of a nice guy. I mean, he's such a good person, and you know, they had a great conversation, and like always, Eric was able to connect with Danny. And Inside Hook is a men's style guide. They talk about what to buy, what to wear. They talk about gadgets. It's a very men-centric online sort of style guide, and it's very cool. And Eric asked him if they talk about watches, and they said they do. And I believe they get about 1 million views a month. And Eric mentioned my name. He's like, I don't think he had heard of me or my position. You know, I created a unique position at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. And, you know, Eric mentioned that. Eric mentioned, oh, Amit does that. He created that. And, you know, Danny being a man of what's avant-garde and hip and everything like that, you know, I mean, Eric had recommended that, you know, maybe Danny get in touch with me, maybe interview me, maybe something like to that degree. And Eric told me about it, and I asked Eric for Danny's contact information, and I emailed Danny and copied Eric and thanked Eric, of course, for this incredible opportunity. And, you know, Danny responded, you know, like literally within a couple of days, and which I was incredibly impressed with. And he was very kind, and you know, he was telling Eric about you know, how his site does. He was telling Eric that his site does a lot of watch content, and you know, maybe they should do, you know, a story on my position with the Mandarin Oriental as the world's first timepiece concierge, something I developed with the Mandarin back in 2013. And from there, you know, we went back and forth, and then Danny was kind enough to, you know, put me on to one of his other colleagues, Kirk, who's at Inside Hook as well, Kirk Miller. And Kirk and I basically then, you know, went forward, and you know, Kirk sent me some 10 questions about the day in the life of a luxury timepiece concierge. And I gotta say, I'm really impressed. I'm incredibly impressed with the way this interview came out. It was published on the 12th of September. The title of the article was "This Guy's Dream: Finding You the Perfect Luxury Watch for All. It's His Job, and He's Damn Good at It," by Kirk Miller, which is very kind of him to say. So, you know, in the beginning of the article, It's, you know, it says, "Welcome to Good Job, Inside Hook's deep dive into envy-inducing employment. Today we talk with Amit Dev Honda, the luxury timepiece concierge at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Las Vegas." And then, the you know, the first thing in quotes is, "This job came to me in a dream." So it says Amit Dev Honda, "A thing, and two, a title held by someone who can definitely help you get a luxury timepiece that fits your style and budget." So we asked Honda 10 simple questions about how to pick the perfect watch, why he loves a watch brand inspired by World War II bombers, and his opinion on the greatest ticker ever. All right, so the first question he asked was, "How did you get started into watches?" My answer was, "I've been in the watch business since I was a teenager. I started my career with Swatch, then I went on to luxury retail with bigger brands like Rolex, IWC, Vacheron Constantin, A. Lange & Söhne, JLC, Breitling, and several other Swiss luxury watch brands. I've been to Switzerland and Germany. I've been trained by most of these watch brands. I was one of the first 12 people in 2007 to graduate from the prestigious A. Lange & Söhne Academy in Glashütte, Germany." By the way, I'm going to say A. Lange & Söhne as much as possible because my friend Eric Forlini, who made this interview happen, loves the way I pronounce that brand. Number two, what are some of your perks of your job? "I've been interviewed by the New York Times, GQ, Men's Health, Vegas Magazine, and several other publications, and I had the esteemed privilege of working with former President Clinton, selling him some watches." Yeah, that was a phenomenal and amazing opportunity I had back in 2004 when President Clinton was in Boston. He had just written the book My Life. I met him at his hotel, and I asked him to stop by the store that I was working at, and lo and behold, he did, and I worked with him for 3 hours, and I sold him one of the most iconic Panerais, I think, in titanium in history, and he still wears that watch till today. The third question, "What exactly does a luxury timepiece concierge do?" Well, my answer was, "I guide, advise, and assist the guests of the Mandarin Oriental, as well as my personal clients, to get the best watches at the most competitive prices. Usually I charge a $150 consultation fee to my clients for my time, which gets them an hour of my time on the phone and some emails. If they decide to purchase a watch through me within a year, I apply the $150 consultation fee towards the purchase. I have a very loyal following, so I get the best watches at the most competitive prices, all from authorized dealers. What I do is an official service of the hotel, much like an amenity the hotel has to offer." So it's a pretty unique service. I've never heard of this service anywhere else. It's something that I'm very proud of. It did come to me in a dream in 2013. I never thought something like this was possible. I can't hammer enough to any of you out there who have a great idea. If you have a great idea and you believe in it, stick with it. Don't let anyone sway you. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. In fact, I know this may sound weird, but the more people around you that may not think you can pull it off, that is a sign to me, or was a sign to me for what I'm doing, that I was on the right track. Because I truly believe in what I do, and not everyone's going to get it the way you're going to get it. So they're not going to have the perspective, the experience, or the opportunity. So out of their own whatever, their own like head trash, they're going to try and project that on you. But just know that in general, I think a lot of people don't know how to support people. And as a result, they end up bashing people. But I don't want to digress. It's definitely an inspiring thing that happened to me. It's something I was able to pull off with the help of arguably the best hotel group in the world. And I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity. Are there others like you? That was the next question. And as my answer was, as far as I know, I'm the only luxury timepiece concierge I know of who's doing this in official capacity with a luxury hotel. As I said, the idea came to me in a dream and I pitched it and it became official in 2014. The next question is, how does one make an appointment with you? A guest asks the concierge of the hotel where they can buy a nice timepiece. As of the last 3 years, the hotel directs these leads to me. Once the clients make the appointment with me, I decide what I think is best for the client and I give them some options. I source the watch from my authorized dealer network and save them money and potentially the sales tax depending on where they live. The retailer ships directly to the client and I arrange and coordinate everything between the client and the retailer. So it's an amazing service. If you want to work with me to buy a watch, it's, I mean, so many people, I mean, obviously, I know, like, if you don't know me or know my background, of course, never met me, it may seem a little daunting or weird that, you know, I don't have an inventory, I don't have a staff. I work with authorized dealers who have everything, and they basically ship directly to my clients, and I coordinate everything. So it's just, it's the best service. And if you choose to work with me, like I said, or consult me or want my advice, I charge $150 consultation fee, $150, and I apply that towards your final purchase if you decide to buy a watch from me. So that $150 gets deducted when you buy a watch from me. So you can't lose either way. It's a win-win situation, and I think it's a great service, and I think it's a unique service, and it's something that I can't believe I was able to dream up and make a reality with the help of so many people that I'm so grateful for. The next question is, what is your day-to-day schedule? Usually I spend the day creating original content, blog posts, podcasts, episodes, video content, a weekly newsletter. This helps me keep sharp, focused, and relevant. At night, I network at bars, restaurants, and lounges that I have strong relationships with. That said, I rarely have to sell myself because these relationships end up selling me to the client without me ever having to say what I do. That's probably one of the best things I'll say, is that, you know, having that experience, like creating that platform for myself where everyone in my industry is either in a store behind a case of watches, which I did for 20 plus years, but without it I couldn't get to where I am now. But I'll tell you, I will not trade what I do up for that for any amount of money, because it's almost like you feel like a rat in a cage. Like when you're in retail, you're kind of being controlled by the watch brand, not by the watch brands, but in a way by the retailer. You know, people, you've got a lot of personalities. You're all fighting for the same little piece of cheese. You know, people are on commission. I had a phenomenal experience working in retail because I was in a family business, but I wouldn't, unless it's my own business, I would never work in retail again. But what I do is so great because I get to go to the best bars, the best nightclubs, the best restaurants, the best lounges, the best places in the world. And I get to drink the best, you know, cocktails and eat the best food. But I get to do it all while, you know, promoting myself without soliciting. And I have the support of all the places that I go to. And a lot of times when I'm sitting down and I have a lot of people who know me and come and say hello, the person sitting next to me, the patron sitting next to me, often says, I wonder who this guy is and what he does. So, like, by design, in a way, it just so happens that I realize, wow, I don't even have to really sell myself, because the guy next to me wants to know who I am based on how much attention I'm getting, which is, I never thought of it like that in the beginning, but it kind of is. And it's an original thing. I don't know, you know, like, I don't know any other way to do this business other than doing it by an account or what I've created with this. And I'll tell you, it's great because, again, it's relationship building. You're dealing with the end consumer. You're dealing with the end client. You're meeting new people. You're having new experiences. You're having interactive, passionate conversations. You're having a humanistic conversation. You're getting to know someone for who they are. You're sitting on the same side as they are. You're not on one side and they're on the other, which is opposing each other. And I did that for so many years, and I'm telling you, this is such a refreshing thing that I'm doing, this networking, the way I meet my clients, that I love it. It's so intoxicating. I love having more and more experiences and going to more and more different places and creating unique partnerships with different hotels and having those relationships. They're so important. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It's all about relationships. I've said that from day one. So the next question is, what's the oddest request you ever had? Well, you know, I've had many odd requests over the years, but, you know, the oddest one I had of late, someone I know that lives, you know, close to where I live, that I met at a bar, that I talked to here and there, you know, this client's obsessed with her guinea pig and asked me if I could custom design and build her a watch where the dial was a picture of her and her pet. I thought that was a little bit odd. I mean, it's not the easiest thing to pull off. We haven't done it yet. It would be a Kingsley 1945 watch. I'm not saying it's impossible to do, but it's definitely an odd request. But hey, that's what makes watches so unique and different, and individual, you know? I mean, she wanted to express herself, and I didn't say no, but it was definitely an odd request. The next question is, what are three luxury watches you recommend and why? For the average guy, I'd recommend Martinero, Autodromo, or Nomos Glaciuta. These brands are for someone who wants to dip their toe in luxury without breaking the bank. So these brands, you know, you would think I would mention other brands that are, you know, roll off the tongue, like entry-level brands, whether it be Fossil or Tissot or, you know, there's so many brands. Swatch, of course, Swatch is a great brand as well. But if you really want to get into intra-luxury, these brands, Martinero, Autodromo, Nomos Glaciuta, these are all incredibly made well brands with a lot of detail, a lot of thought, a lot of inspiration, a lot of originality. And I like that they're not the run-of-the-mill normal brand that would roll off the tongue. You know, these are all independent watch brands that are owned by people that I know. And they're, I would say, some of the best. So definitely check those out. For the sporty guy, I would choose Rolex, Tudor, IWC, Panerai, Cartier, and Audemars Piguet. These are all watches, are all quality watches. Rolex, of course, holds its value the best. If money was no object, I would choose brands like Alanga & Söhne. There you go, Eric Forlini. Breguet, Patek Philippe, and De Bethune. Now, these are brands that money's no object. You know, we're talking 25, 30 grand up to $1 million or more. If money was no object, any of these would be great. Lange & Söhne is probably my favorite fine watch brand. I forgot to mention F.P. Journe as well, but I only had an option of three, and I thought I'd be, I have four in this one. I picked four in this one. But anyway, I also include F.P. Journe in this. You know, Patek, of course, because it's so classic and they have, you know, some very, very complicated, expensive watches that command millions at auction and have shattered their own records. Breguet being, you know, the inventor of the Tourbillon and make a very sophisticated watch. Alanga & Söhne being one of my favorite, you know, German brands and one of my favorite watch brands ever. They make a very small amount of watches. De Bethune are phenomenal watches that are very futuristic and very innovative and different. So these are all brands I'd buy if money was no object. The next question was, can you tell me about a brand you work with directly, Kingsley 1945? Well, my answer is Kingsley 1945 watches are style designed and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by Ramon Kingsley and the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm the official distributor of the West Coast. The watches are made to order and assembled like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range, but for under $2,000. The straps are made out of vintage leather bomber jackets from the World War II era, and our movements are Russian military self-winding or mechanical movements from the World War II era. For the most part, the cases and dials are inspired by altimeter gauges from B-2 bomber aircrafts, but with our own original design and execution. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the most phenomenal brands I've ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I started my official partnership with the Kingsley Watch Company and Ramon Kingsley 2012-2013. We have four core collections. I'm the official distributor for the West Coast. I also have my own section of Kingsley 1945 watches on my website, and you can actually purchase a watch right there. They're broken down by collection. There you can see the straps, you can see custom pieces that are only available to me on my website with my partnership with Ramon Kingsley and the Kingsley Watch Company. You can download an instruction manual. I mean, you can see the descriptions. There's so much you can do. So definitely check them out. They're one of my favorite brands. They're a very masculine brand. They're a very innovative brand. Like me, Ramon is he loves vintage, he loves going antiquing, he loves aviation. His grandfather was a World War II air pilot, and this is his passion executed into a watch, and it's his design. He's a phenomenal designer, and he's a hell of a nice guy, and I'm incredibly grateful that I am able to have this unique partnership. So definitely check it out. I will definitely put a link to that section on my website so you can check out the Kingsley 1945 collection. Now, the last question, what's your favorite watch? Well, this was a hard question, but at the same time, it really wasn't, because yes, there are so many watches I love, and so for so many different reasons. But if I was to have one watch, I think, my answer to this is the Panerai 47mm stainless steel radio mirror with California dial from 1936. This is historic, timeless, and iconic. This was made by Rolex for Panerai. It's one of the most important and unique dials in history, and without it, the Rolex Submariner would have never been born. It's also symmetric, and it has no because it has no date, and I love the steel blued hands along with the Arabic and Roman numerals. I believe the original one from 1936 has commanded as much as a couple of $100,000 at auction. They have reinterpreted this watch over the last 20 years, and the closest watch they made to it is reference PAM 249. So these are the 10 questions from Inside Hook. I'm incredibly grateful to Eric Forlini, Danny Agnew, and Kirk Miller for all helping me make this possible, for all to bringing this into fruition. It was a huge honor for me. I hope you read it. I will definitely put a link to the interview so you can read it and share it, like it, comment on it, and if I can ever help you with a watch, this is what I do. This is my love. This is my passion. I've been doing this since I was a teenager, and I'm so grateful I get to do this every day on my own terms. As I said, I work on a $150 consultation fee basis. I apply that towards the purchase of your watch. If you buy a watch from me within a year, that $150 gets you my time, an hour of my time, some phone calls, some emails, and it's a great service. You definitely should check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. Check out my AmitDaveHonda watch page. You can even stream my Facebook Live right from my website, so you can see the videos I do on a regular basis, what interests me, what my passions are, what the latest topics are, so many different things I talk about. It's an awesome way to stay connected to what I'm doing. So definitely check that out. Check out my website. My website's packed with information. www.amitdavehonda.com. I launched it in late June, relaunched my website, and it's just an amazing resource. You can see, read my world-renowned blog. You can definitely listen to my podcast, watch my videos. You can definitely buy Kingsley 1945 watch. You can, pay my $150 consultation fee. There's so much you can do on this. It's very immersive, it's very modern, it's very clean, it's very user-friendly. I'm really proud of it, and it's forever changing and evolving in the most positive way. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.